It's the 29th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Brian Cantell from Whipsnade served in the National Service back in 1957. The Royal Engineer was 21 years old when he was deployed to Christmas Island in the Pacific Ocean to build shelter for 22,000 British troops. The now 87-year-old was later a witness to the destructive power of several atomic bombs, which through fission split the atom for its explosive power. Hydrogen bombs, which rely on fusion or pushing atoms together for exponentially more power, were also tested in the area. Health risks were kept secret, and the men who were exposed to radiation during the tests have not yet received an apology. Mr. Cantell, who believes the soldiers were used as guinea pigs, is just thankful he has received no negative health effects as a result. A 24-hour drive-through Costa Coffee location has been approved for land next to the B&M store on Riverfield Drive in Bedford. Area residents oppose the plan due to an increase in traffic. Data provided by the ABRDN Financial Fairness Trust, a fund manager, has revealed that an income of £60,000 a year is now too low to address the current cost of living. Victoria Lindsay, who lives in Bromham, runs a childcare business while her partner is a civil servant. Together, they earn just over £60,000 a year. The family of five are now contemplating a move to the north to save cash, following a number of financial sacrifices. The trust report points to expensive housing and a shaky employment environment as key causes. 90-year-old Mike Fisher, a former member of the RAF, a father and a grandfather, is still playing football three times a week in the position of striker. The Luton Town Football Club fan, known as Ninja by his teammates, regularly scores goals and began his football career in the Luton and District League 75 years ago. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.